At West Virginia University, Mountaineers go first.
Dr. Clay Marsh, Rob Alsop, as COVID-19 vaccination opportunities expand, a lot of people have a lot of questions. Who's being prioritized and why?
The governor has given us very explicit instructions of our priorities, and that is to save lives, improve well-being, maintain the capacity of our vital assets and healthcare and our community functions. We, as the Centers for Disease Control recommended, have prioritized in our first group, healthcare workers, residents of long-term care facilities, and we've also started to focus on people who are over 65. This is another CDC recommendation. So by really targeting these populations, we are going to save lives, we're going to reduce the strain on hospitals, and it will allow us to continue to move forward and vaccinate the rest of West Virginia in a prioritized way, but also do it so that we are protecting the health of the people of our state.
Rob, I'm curious. WVU started a vaccination program in conjunction with the Higher Education Policy Commission in the state. Explain how that fits into this process at this point and what that's going to look like moving forward.
The governor and the Joint Interagency Task Force decided that as part of the initial rollout of vaccination, that education would be a focal point. And so as part of Phase 1D, the Higher Education Policy Commission has received 1,000 doses of vaccine a week for higher education employees. Moving forward, what we think will happen is as these community sites get more and more vaccines over time, those shots will become available there as opposed to the university continuing to get a continued allotment going forward. If you filled out the survey, we're working to get those doses. If you have the ability to register with the state or the local health department or WVU Medicine, that's a good idea to do, and then we'll sort it out on the back end from a WVU perspective.
So let's go. Follow our story on wvutoday.wvu.edu.